Muy preciso. No, no, I don't want recording. I just put it away. Just, when do you want? When do you like it? And also, I asked him if I could write what they tell us, that that's great. If I could put it in paper so we can. My job now is to try to write the stories in Cree first, in Cree. That's my aim. And anyone that gives us a story in a language, or even if it's English language, we want to write it down. She helped me. And also the where I work for the last 2.5 years. The idea is to write it in Cree. And then after that, translate into English. And the English also will be translated into Cree. So all those stories that we created here, and we will create a book, hopefully. A book, doesn't matter what size it is. And if we make one copy, we give one back to the communities where it came from. One back to the next one, one back to the years, all the communities that I went to visit. That's my idea. So I get help from the University of Winnipeg, where she works too. She helped us transcribe the English one, transcribe the writing. And the one that I Cree, that I record the others, I transcribe that into Cree language. And then later on, translate into English. But the most important is to write the Cree language. Our stories, your story, the Cree language, and when you speak Cree, they be written exactly how you speak. You know, we can keep it as a restraint. So when your grandkids ever begin to learn, they'll have a book. You know, my grandmother put this too. You know, they'll be proud. And that was the idea. So there's so many stories that I have connected from many people. Sometimes 15 minutes, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes even 5 minutes. You know, those many of my friends that I know, when they begin to talk, usually they laugh, eh? And you shut the thing off, I go. So they, when I shut it off, they go laugh and talk, and when they get serious, they say, can I record you now? They say, wait a minute. What do you want to sound nice? It's so much fun in doing that. So they speak properly, you know, when they want to be serious. And then when they finish, when they get a bit tired, and it's okay. Shut it off, they did. And some of them don't mind, you know, they just speak on. But I promise one thing is that if they laugh, it doesn't have to be written. It just went there, serious, yeah? Paper, you know what I mean, eh? If they curse it there, no, we just erase it. We just leave, you know? You know what I mean? It's where they're serious and tell us about the past or something, what they know, what they wish, what they want to leave us. And that's what I want to do, you know? And I have so much to do that, to write it down. And me, I'm an old man, and I never learned about typewriting or anything. And I have to learn to use the computer. Because we thought out, you should try to write. I am now getting there, slowly. Not as slow, just, you know, just very slow. It's written. It's written. So I print out to see what it looks like. You know, and that is going to be compiled into the book. And then I have to make the copies and then send them back to each community. Or who has spoken, people who have spoken, they'll have it back. They'll have it in their schools. They'll have it in their offices, wherever they want. That's what I want. So right now, the reason why I can see you is that because I have asked for funding to travel. I don't get paid. I don't pay myself. I just have enough money to travel and a little bit of money to pay where I stay and a little bit of money to eat. So it's $6 a day. That's to eat. Sometimes I overshot that. So no wages. There's no wages for that. It's because that's the way I do. You know. And besides that, sometimes when I apply for funding, I don't believe I'm going to get it. So I just ask for the main thing. So I used to get it. Twice now I got it.